Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.center of Iowa. Welcome aboard another edition, Sports Overnight America. Welcome aboard, everyone. Marty Terrell here across the country on iHeartRadio, tuned in, Simple Radio, even sportsbyline.com. We stream it there as well. Great radio stations. We'll share a couple new ones with you and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Wednesday into a Thursday, England gets it done. 2-1 over the Dutch. And we will break it down. Tyler Levine will kick it off. He'll stay with us for a couple of segments here, Dom and I, later on. And some baseball has been some pretty juicy stuff, really. The Yankees continue their precipitous slide. Brian Cashman, the general manager, now joining the team in St. Petersburg, Tampa St. Pete, which, you know, listen, the Yankees, that's the Yankees spring training home. And, oh, you know, Hal Steinbrenner's making the trip, too. He's got a home in Tampa, for crying out loud. George Steinbrenner lived primarily in Tampa. So let's not get too carried away. But, you know, Aaron Boone is starting to feel the heat. He really is. A lot of people think if, you know, they get swept by Tampa and fumble and bumble around in Baltimore, that maybe Boone gets the heave-ho during the All-Star break. I do not know, but you can speculate. Probably not, but we shall see. Were George Steinbrenner still around making these calls, Boone would have been long gone a long time ago. So that's where we'll get rolling. And listen, the San Francisco Giants last night, I loved it. I'm burning that midnight oil. I'm sleep deprived, and I'm watching. I mean, I'm watching the end of Atlanta and Arizona or whomever, San Diego. I'm watching these late games, and the way the Giants beat the Blue Jays last night was just pure gold. Just pure gold. I mean, wild pitch, and man, oh man, down, you know, down forever, come back, tie it up, and then win it on the wild pitch pass ball. Wow. So baseball and more of it. You know, Red Sox getting fat on Oakland. Crazy game. 21 runs and about 30 hits last night. Devers continues to pound the baseball. And by the way, just a side note, both Baltimore and the Yankees will arrive in Baltimore this weekend as teams that are struggling right now. The Orioles are just farting around with the Cubs and just playing some really lackluster baseball. All right, Tyler Levine will kick it off here. I got you updated on primarily most of the world of sports. And we come back. We'll talk some England, Dutch. We're talking Euro 2024 on Sports Overnight.
This is it. Shop the Lowe's closeout event to get up to 70% off select major appliances for your home. Plus, get up to 60% off select patio furniture and accessories for your outdoor spaces. So hurry into your local store today because these deals are too good to last. Shop them now before they're gone because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Yeah, Rocket Mortgage with $10,000 towards your, closing costs. That's right, rocketmortgage.com. Check it out here. Tyler Levine is locked and loaded, ready to go. What a crazy day in Germany. Late goal by England. They get it done 2-1. They're trying to snap a 58-year hex. And they're one win away, but it's going to be a tall order against Spain. Let's get him in here. He'll recount the action, the controversy, the video-assisted refereeing, all the buildup. I can't wait to listen to him tonight on the overnight. We get to relive this great guy. And then talk sport in England. They're going to be going nutty tonight. What a night. And we got Colombia tonight, who I think will take care of Uruguay. We shall see that game in Charlotte, North Carolina. Let's get him in here. We're going soccer for the foreseeable future, folks. The numbers, the ratings, crazy. Tyler, welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. What a game. And for the first time ever, I think I'm going to hop on air and give England some compliments. So that'll be a nice change of pace. What a game.
Yeah, Southgate, guys. Let's start right there. You thought extremely well coached. I'll tell you what, though, that Kane penalty kick infraction, I don't know. And then not only that, you got Zoyer, the tainted official who was called out already by England. How weird is that? I mean, that just, if I'm the Dutch, I'm going, oh, of course he's got to make up. He's got to make up for that, for the match fixing. Who knows? That official should not even have been in the fray. Shouldn't have been anyone near, not even scratching an itch near the pitch. He should not have been there, but that's a story for another day. Let's have at it. Kane's penalty kick. Dutch get the 1-0 lead. I thought the Netherlands were going to pull it off. They did not. Let's hear your recap. Let's go. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that the Dutch won't be happy with the referee, and we spoke about this the other day, that this, no matter what happened, there was going to be a talking point, and I specifically said, if there's a big moment and a big call to be made, that it's going to be spoken about, and it's unfortunate, and you're right, he should have never been anywhere near this game. But, I want to focus on the game itself, not the referee. What a game it was. The first goal, Xavi Simons, this seems to just be the tournament of these uprising stars making a name for themselves and, announcing themselves to the world. I've been following him since he was a kid, since he was 11 years old. He's been a prodigy. He's been spoken about his entire young life, and he showed up tonight. I mean, he bodied Declan Rice off the ball, takes it in and bangs one top ends. I was a goalkeeper, so I'm thinking Pickford could have done a little better, but, it was a great finish nonetheless. I won't take anything away from him at all. It was a fantastic play, winning the ball and then finishing in such a great way. England, you know, this was the best that we've seen them play all tournament, hands down by far. Kobe Mainoo was immense. I was calling for him to get in the lineup as soon as they started playing poorly in the beginning of the tournament. He's been a stud thus far. He hasn't recorded less than a 7.3 match rating in any of these knockout stage games. He was my man of the match tonight, although Ollie Watkins, you know, ended up with the, you know, official man of the match. You know, I think he was the moment of the match, not the man of the match. But, you know, England equalized 1-1 through, you know, what some are saying is a controversial call. I get it. I can, you know, be empathetic and understand both sides of this argument. For me, though, it's clear. He tried to block the shot with his studs up, missed the ball, hit him in the foot on his, you know, on his follow through of his shot. And you see it all the time, you know, in basketball. A guy goes up and he gets the shot off, and then something happens to affect him in his follow through, whatever it is, and it's called a foul. Obviously, they're two different sports, but, you know, if that happens in the middle of the pitch, it's being called a foul 100 times out of 100 times, unless the referee is just straight up blind. You see it on the replay. He misses the ball. He hits his foot. He's in the act of shooting. It's a clear-cut chance. I mean, you have to give it, especially with VAR. You know, if there's no VAR and the ref doesn't give it, it is what it is. But when you take a look at it for a second time, it has to be called. There's no way that that's not getting called in today's day and age. And I think that, you know, VAR has been pretty consistent with stuff like this, although I'm not a huge fan of it necessarily. I think that this was the right call, and I'm glad that it was made. And, you know, Kane has been pretty terrible throughout the entire tournament, but he converts his PK. Southgate, man, I've ripped on him this whole tournament. But, you know, he made substitutions that directly affected the game. I mean, Cole Palmer substitute, assist Ollie Watkins substitute for the game-winning goal in the 90th minute. And, you know, when the board goes up and you see Harry Kane coming off, that takes guts to take off the leading goal scorer in England history. And one of the, you know, widely accepted best strikers in the world. And it paid off. What a finish. I think the defender could have done better, but I'm not taking anything away from Ollie Watkins. What a moment. So happy for him. Such a good young player who plays so hard. He's a stud at Aston Villa, and he delivered on the big stage. And Cole Palmer, same thing. He always seems to find a way to get involved. Fans have been calling for him to see more action, and he's been getting time, and, you know, he ultimately set up the game-winning goal today. This is, yes, a great game.
Yeah, two subs, as you point out, Tyler, two subs, Palmer and Watkins, just flat-out unbelievable. You know, we're getting some feedback here on Skype and people saying, listen, this whole Euro 2024, these games have been unbelievable. And I think that's to speaking to a higher point, real quick away from the game, the totality of this tournament has just been absolutely stunning. I address that real quick, and we got a whole other segment on the other side. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, I think that more recently, the last couple, you know, rounds, the knockout stages have certainly been a lot better. You know, I've obviously been watching for a very long time. I think that the performances have been a little under par for me. There have been games that stand out that were fantastic games, but from like a general perspective, there have just been so many 0-0 draws or, you know, a 1-1 game where teams are really just sitting in and tactically trying to just get through. And, you know, it's been a great tournament, don't get me wrong. But, you know, I would have loved to see more from a lot of teams that I think could have given us a lot more. Portugal and France, for example, you know, they just weren't clicking offensively, and it seemed like they were complacent. But these last couple games that we've had have been fantastic. This was, again, England's best performance by far. I mean, they really, the change in formation, you know, which I said needed to happen, you know, a couple games into the tournament, that something needed to change. This back three with these two wingbacks and Trippier and Saka has been fantastic. It's really allowed England to have more depth. It's allowed them to be more wide and really to advance their natural state of possession up the field. And, you know, not playing around with their back four 20 yards into their own half and really pressing hard. And it was just fantastic. It was great. I would love to see Trent Alexander-Arnold as a right wing back and Saka as a left wing back, but they got it done today, and that's all that matters ultimately.
Obviously, we're getting ready for the final, and it's going to be a tall order. England has not won in 58 years a major title. Give me a quick skinny on this one. Obviously, later on in the week, we're going to really break it down, but let's hear it. Go ahead.
I mean, it's going to be so tough. I mean, it's going to be really tough for England to get this one done in my eyes. I mean, Spain are feeling good. Yep. They are clicking. They are so good in possession. They force mistakes. They press high up the field. They have momentum. There really hasn't been many people that have been able to even really give them an issue. And, you know, England played great today, but let's not forget, you know, how they have been playing. And it's not like the Netherlands are the greatest defensive team that's out there. I mean, they gave up 3 goals to Austria. They can, you know, conceded early to Turkey and were down 1-0 in that game. And you know, again, like, it's for me, I've been saying this since the beginning that Spain have looked fantastic, and I've been saying that, you know, England and the Netherlands are going to have the easiest path to the finals on this side. But it's going to be really, really tough, but I'm looking forward to going deeper on that game.
I jumped the gun last week with Greg Burkhalter, but he is out as USA coach. We will get to that. Well, in fact, let's do that now. Let's get that out of the way. You've been calling this for a while. Now, that not even the question here. We've got less than a minute, so give me 30 seconds. Give me a name or two for to head up USA Soccer. What do you think? Real quick.
I'm calling up Jurgen Klopp, and I'm saying pick whatever of our 50 states that you want and just give it to him. Give him a salary and just give him the whole state. Connecticut, sure. You want it, it's yours. Okay. We should be doing anything to get a guy of that stature in this team. We need it.
Fantastic. All right, stay tuned. Tyler's got a whole lot more. I'll even throw a few Yankee nuggets. They lose again. Boone's feeling the warmth. Cashman's on the trip. Hal Steinbrenner's on the trip. So who knows? This is an old motivational ploy that Phoebus T. Bluster, a.k.a. the George Steinbrenner, used to use. But Boone could be walking the plank here if the Yankees tank this weekend. With these games with Tampa and then Baltimore on the Inner Harbor over the weekend before the All-Star break. I'm Marty Terrell. He's Tyler Levine. We're coming back on Sports Overnight America.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All right, right back at you here on Sports Overnight America. Great radio stations, Youngstown, Ohio, Marshalltown, Iowa, KFJB. Want to continue to salute them and the great job that they've done for us. And football's right around the corner. WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, Gold Coast of Connecticut, and KS, I got to get this one right, SHP in Las Vegas. So we'll get you more details on that. But, yeah, hearing Sports Overnight America in the late night in that Pacific time zone is always good. I watched a lot of late night baseball, and I'm dragging tonight, but we will survive. Tyler, I do want to finish up on the soccer, and then I want to go to general sports because the Yankee situation bears watching. The Dodgers seem to be floundering a little bit. Of course, they're banged up injury-wise, and the Yankees have had their share. But let's finish up. You got anything left on Euro 2024? Or do you want to talk about Copa? I mean, Argentina, pretty predictable 2-0 last night. If you want to start right there, we can. You said it. You doubted Canada would score, and they didn't. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, when we were speaking, I was looking at projected lineups and, you know, thought that Julian Alvarez would come off the bench and, you know, look to make an impact. He ended up starting and ended up scoring the first goal. So, we were right there. I figured that someone of that stature who always seems to show up on this stage, as we saw at the last World Cup, you know, would make an impact. Messi gets his first goal of the tournament off a little deflection from an Enzo shot. They win 2-0. It was a game. I expected the game to go this way. I thought that it was a very steep slope for Canada to climb to inevitably win that game and go on. But, you know, props to them, man. I want to give them their flowers. What a tournament. First Copa. They make it to the semifinals. You're very happy for their coach. It's a polar opposite situation from what we're dealing with the U.S. men's national team where, you know, we were pretty pathetic and disappointing. And, you know, thank God our coach is finally gone in Berhalter. I never wanted him to come back. I never wanted him to be part of the team. I thought his tactics make no sense. We do not play entertaining ball. We never won a game that we weren't supposed to win under him, which is, you know, really the mark of what you want to see out of a coach at the U.S. men's national team. Because there's a lot of games, just calling it for what it is, where these countries are more talented. It is what it is. But that doesn't mean that, you just roll over and die and, you know, you don't win it. You're supposed to win games that you're not supposed to win every now and then, if that makes sense. And I think that, you know, Argentina, I'm super excited to see them in the final. I think that, you know, whoever we see them play, whether it's Uruguay or Colombia, it's going to be an absolutely insane atmosphere. Anyone that can find time to watch this game, even if you're not a huge soccer fan, put this game on because it'll change your mind. This environment's going to be insane. These countries, all three of the ones that remain, whether it's Argentina, Uruguay, or Colombia, do not like each other. It's going to look like a bar fight out there. We referenced that. I think in the first week of Copa, it's exactly what I said these games look like, and that's what we're going to see here on Sunday. Focusing on the game tonight, I think it's going to be tough for anyone to stop Colombia right now. They're my pick to win as of right now. Uruguay play well defensively, but I think it's just going to – Colombia are ticking. It's much like Spain. And, you know, when a team has that momentum and they're feeling themselves and they're playing well and things are flowing, it's very tough to stop that, especially when they have the talent to back it up. So I do expect Colombia to win tonight. I think Uruguay will certainly give a valiant effort. I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled something off. I'm not saying that they're a huge underdog here by any means. They have a fantastic squad of very talented players who play on the biggest teams in Europe. But I do think Colombia will get it done, and you know we're being set up for just an amazing final, and I'm so excited. Both finals, Euro and Copa, man. I mean, Spain, England, Argentina versus Uruguay or Colombia. It's as big as it gets, and both those games should deliver for us. And I'm very excited. But if I'm making a bet, I'm taking Spain to take it and Colombia to take it. But by no, England and Argentina can certainly get this done and bring it home.
Yeah. Here's my question, and we're talking to Tyler Levine going inside Copa now. We'll finish up on the Yankees and a few other little dot items. Tyler, try to get your head around this. The United States a little more than a week ago was favored in Kansas City to beat Uruguay. All right. And now Uruguay is favored to beat Colombia and get to the final opposite of Argentina. I mean, that just blew my mind when I thought about that. Am I nutty on this or what?
I think that, you know, the way the line was set for USA versus Uruguay, I think that, you know, being on home soil in a must-win situation, playing against a team that really has absolutely nothing to lose, was, you know, already through to the final, already through to the knockout round. And I believe had already secured first place regardless in the group. I think that's why that line was that way. By no means do I think we would have been a favorite against, Brazil or Colombia in the next round. By no means do I think that we would have been a favorite against Colombia in this knockout stage. I wouldn't look too far into that. Uruguay are certainly much stronger than us. But I do find it interesting that they are the favorite tonight. You know, Vegas might know something that I don't know, and that makes me think that, maybe this one's going to go to extra time and penalty kicks.
All right, let's get some baseball. We got 6-7 minutes here. We got a segue. I mean, listen, this is like a five-alarm fire. I mean, they had the best record in baseball for a while, but, man, it didn't last. They have lost, 16 of 22, 16 of 21? I mean, this is getting flat-out ugly. And I know we talk about Boone ad nauseum, so let's just set him aside. This is a talented team, so I guess we can't set Boone aside. What is going to cure the Yankees' ills, in your opinion, other than the obvious, and that is they start winning games?
I mean, for me, the fish rots at the head. I've referenced that many times on this show. It's something that I'll continue to reference. I'm just a huge believer in it, that, you know, an organization has to be ran by someone that everyone is behind, and they're aligned, and they're moving towards a unified vision. And don't get me wrong, like, all these guys want to win a World Series. They want to win a championship. You know, they're professionals. They're certainly capable of delivering. And, you know, it's a cop-out to just say, oh, yeah, you know, these guys can just, you know, turn it on and do it. When things aren't right in the clubhouse and the energy is off and people are not feeling good, it's tough to perform and it's tough to win games no matter what. It always seems like something is happening. You know, one thing goes wrong, this, that, the other thing. But the situation is ugly. And Cashman's doing a terrible job. And Aaron Boone is not delivering, nor has he ever. I have zero clue why this guy is still around. But we need to make moves at the trade deadline. And, you know, it's not too late to turn this thing around at all, by any means. So if I'm in the clubhouse, like, I'm using this All-Star break to reset, do whatever you need to do, go walk around in the desert and clear your mind in the forest, you know, isolate yourself, go sit in the sauna for a little, you know, extra 10 minutes, find a dark room and lock yourself in there. I don't know what they got to do, but they got to, turn this thing around and lock in, man. Yeah. Like, wake up. What are we doing? Look at yourselves. I mean, look at this roster. Come on. Like, it's pathetic that we're playing the way that we're playing right now. It's disgusting. And I don't know how the front office can sit around and just watch this happen. It's the same thing year after year after year after year after year. We spend all this money on all these guys and we find ourselves in a spot where it's like, oh, look, we're playing terrible again. Oh, look, we got knocked out of the playoffs. Oh, look, we didn't win the World Series. Like, I mean, we're the Yankees. You know, what are we doing here?
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is Judge threw them he threw that club on his back for about a month. But once he cooled off and they started pitching around him and then, you know, Stanton gets hurt. Here's my question, though, all that aside, you got to be concerned, I would say, in the here and now and the immediate and even maybe the long-term view on Gerrit Cole. I mean, is he damaged goods right now? I mean, this may be serious. I mean, he's coming back, but I mean, this could be career-altering for Gerrit Cole. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, that's the tough thing about paying these pitchers this amount of money on these crazy long contracts. I mean, just calling it for what it is, like, they all have an expiration date. And it's just like in football where, you know, people are concerned about paying a running back a lot of money. Why? Because they get worn down and things fall apart and then they're not as good as they were and then you're stuck holding the bag. So, you know, can Gerrit Cole turn it around? Sure. Is he a quality pitcher? Absolutely. Do I think that it was, you know, not the right move for us to sign him? No. But, you know, this is just, you see it so often with these teams where they sign this stud pitcher for a massive contract over a really long period of time, and then, you know, when they fall off, it's you know, when they're good, they're great, and everyone loves them. And then as soon as things start to turn, they try and tear them down. You know, it's a classic story that's been going on for as long as time. But I don't know what the Yankees need to do. It's an ugly situation. I didn't think once we decided to keep Boone around that we had any chance of winning the World Series anyways. I almost want to just hit the reset button and blow it all up and, you know, start fresh. But, you know, I just don't know where to go from here. It's just so frustrating as a Yankee fan. For the Boston fans, I mean, you guys got to be loving this. So props to you. Enjoy it.
Well, we are enjoying it. But the problem, Tyler, is we got an ownership group headed by John Henry that just is very upsetting because he's involved with Liverpool. He's involved with Fenway, Roush Racing, and all this other crap. Meantime, they're 10 games over 500. They're going to get fat against Oakland again tonight and the next night, and then Kansas City's going to get their tail firmly tucked between their leg and get a rude, not-so-friendly Fenway. They're probably going to win 5 out of the next 6, get about 12, 13 over 500. We're approaching the deadline, and I guarantee you the Red Sox will be more likely to make a trade to get rid of someone and cut more payroll than to add a piece because something's going on with Cora because Cora's working without a contract. And he's obviously gone. And despite banging the barrel and the scandal with the sign stealing and all that other crap, which I love baseball, yeah. Sign stealing, you know, spitting tobacco juice in your opponent's face. Baseball's, I love it. It's gamesmanship. But anyways, I'm rambling. You are awesome, brother. You're back with us the rest of the week. We got so much work leading up to Sunday's final with Copa. And man, do we have a doozy on the horizon with England and Spain in Euro 2024. Great job out of you, Tyler. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Coming to the next one.
All right. You come back with us. Rocket Mortgage, $10,000 down on the wonderful, wonderful closing costs when you buy your new home, condo, or wherever it might be. Check it out. And buy American Premium Vodka. Celebrate responsibly. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Get the latest on Euro 24 and Copa all week long right here on Sports Byline USA. This is Tyler Levine. Join me throughout the week on Sports Overnight America starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. I break down all the action. You get opinions, analysis, and passion like you've never heard before for the greatest sport in the world, soccer. Hey, I don't mind if you listen just for the kicks. Euro 24 Copa right here on Sports Byline and worldwide on American Forces Radio Network.
All right, rolling along your Wednesday into a Thursday. Big weekend coming up. And last weekend, it was July 4th weekend. And Don made a great point. We listened to Brock Hines and his Sports in 60 at the top of the hour. And you hear a lot of those. And you hear the interns with Sports Byline, Sports News, and This Day in Sports, which I love, by the way, those features. We're doing more with the top of the hour. It's 24/7 here on Sports Byline and Sports Byline broadcast. So we're grateful for that. But, Brock Hines, who is going to be a major contributor to the network, he's been with us for a little over a year now, but that relationship's going to another level. And Brock is excellent on media matters. He's excellent on, obviously, hockey, both, internationally, nationally, and, of course, the collegiate game, 30-plus years in the booth for the UMass Minutemen out in New England. But Brock made a great point. You know, Major League Baseball blew an opportunity. I mean, you couldn't find baseball unless you went to MLB Network. And Dom's like, hey, yeah, I even forgot. And, yeah, there was a hot dog eating contest. But you know what? There's not even a hot dog eating contest because there's no Joey Chestnut. And I thought about that. Dom, you're spot on. I mean, really, without Joey Chestnut, that's like having, Baseball Hall of Fame without Michael Jordan. You got to have Joey Chestnut, right?
Oh, totally. And we knew he wasn't going to be there, like, weeks in advance. So, I'm not going to say I sit and watch the whole thing, but I at least have passing interest. And if I'm home, I'm going to flip the channel and see what number he's at. I didn't watch a single second of it this year. And a lot of times we have a competitor or somebody else to promote the event here at Byline on with Rick Tittle during the week and leading up to it. Didn't have anybody this year, and I'm fairly confident that's in large part because they didn't want to have to field any Joey Chestnut questions.
What was the controversy with Joey Chestnut? Why wasn't he there at Nathan's in the hot dog contest? He's been a fixture, a staple of it. He's the face of it, or the mouth of it, if you will. What's the controversy all about? I don't understand.
He signed a promotional deal with, I don't remember which one, but it might have been Impossible Foods, who are a rival to Nathan's, and Nathan's didn't like that Joey Chestnut was wanting to had an endorsement deal with one of their rivals. Gotcha. So they're like, yeah, you can just not show up.
That is interesting. So he basically took the money and ran. I mean, I don't know. Let me ask you, what would you have done? If Impossible Foods came to you with a life-altering check, I'm not being loyal to Nathan's. I go to Nathan's and saying, hey, I'll be loyal as so far as, hey, match or exceed, or I'm eating hot dogs elsewhere.
But see, I don't even know if he had a promo deal with Nathan's. That's the thing. He's participating in the Nathan's hot dog eating competition, but I don't know if he had a deal with Nathan's, if that makes sense. So if he didn't have a deal with them, go away. I'm going to take my money. I'm gonna still be Joey Chestnut. I'm not going to say your ratings are going to tank, but people watch it for Chestnut, just like they used to watch it for Kobayashi. Most people couldn't even tell you who won this year.
Yeah, I saw the guy's name, and I forgot it in about 30 seconds.
Exactly.
Maybe 15 seconds. But you know what? I find this to be a major sports marketing story because it is so fascinating. Do you realize, in my opinion, that Joey Chestnut could take this whole phenomenon of hot dog eating contest and brand it under a Chestnut Enterprises or a Joey Chestnut, and he could start his own hot dog eating contest? And I'm telling you, he would crush it, Dominic.
He kind of did.
Right?
He kind of did. Well, he did an event with some military folks.
Okay.
I forget what base it was, but was like four soldiers versus Joey Chestnut on the 4th of July eating hot dogs.
I love it.
I didn't watch it, But I knew more about that than I did the actual Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. All right, let's get back to the real world. You got to, now I hope you're up watching. I really hope. Come on. The Giants last night wearing those god ugly uniforms. That was a hell of a comeback. And the way they won that game, it was great to see those fans at Oracle get that excited last night. Regular season game, July 9th. They're way out of it. They're not going anywhere, but it was nice. Were you watching? I'm going to say no.
I actually was watching because summer season, there's not a lot to watch, Marty. Pickings are slim on television during the summer. So, yeah, I was watching. I'm mildly more invested because they're actually giving the young guys run. Elliot Ramos is a freaking all-star. Why? Because they let him play, Marty. It's crazy. You want to shift this direction of the franchise. You have these prospects that you think very highly of. Let them play. And are they all going to pan out? No. But when you're a team that's going to be 500 at best, I would rather see Elliot Ramos get 300, 400 at-bats than see Austin Slater keep getting at-bats. I know what Austin, right. And he's been DFA'd since, but I know what Austin Slater's going to do. I know what Mike Yastrzemski is going to do, and it's not much. They're going to play decent defense, and they're going to run into one every now and then, and they're going to hit 230, 240. I'd rather have a young guy hit 240 and play good defense just so he can get some experience. And they finally hit on one. Patrick Bailey, he regressed a bit from last year, but he was great last year. You've got Ramos doing great now. You're going to have Robbie Ray coming back soon, in theory. Maybe you're going to get second half Blake Snell. There's actually reasons to be excited to be a Giants fan right now. And you're not going to believe this because you almost wouldn't believe I am a Giants fan the way I talk about them. I'm actually going to the game later, so... The Giants are actually worth watching right now.
You're going to be there tonight. I'll be watching. Good job out of you. I will, late night, I will be watching that game. Here's where I want to go, though, about last night. You brought up something here. Now, if I didn't need this, I would be able to find it. All right, here we go. I'm going to go July 9th on here. I'm going to go to the late box scores. And there were two rainouts. Let's look at this. Let's get to the box score. And you know where I'm going with this. Blake Snell, this is not horrible, Dom. He went five innings. He allowed one freaking hit. He had three strikeouts, three walks, didn't give up a home run. Blake Snell was pretty – he pitched very well last night. He really did.
He did. And now, did he pitch as well as what you were generally expecting to get out of him this year? No. But given what you have gotten out of him this year, it was a great start, especially with the poor performances, the multiple injuries – his last start at AAA, I think he threw five no-hit innings. The walks they're always going to be there with Blake Snell, but he was good. And if he can get into form, I think the Giants can make a run at a wild card. And when it comes to the playoffs, a three-man rotation, if he's healthy, of Robbie Ray, Blake Snell, and Logan Webb, I can think of a lot worse 1-2-3s that I can come up with there that exist in the majors, and then you throw Alex Cobb in there, who looks like he might be starting to get healthy. That's a solid 1-4 there.
All right, give me your little Oracle travelogue for tonight. You got Chris Bassett against Logan Webb, the aforementioned Logan Webb. That's a really solid matchup tonight. Blue Jays got a little egg on their face there. Giants coming off a 4-3 walk off on a wild pitch pass ball. Give me a couple minutes just on this little night out. This is beautiful. And what's your weather like out there?
So I'm in the dungeon here at Byline. I haven't seen outside in 7 hours. I don't know what it's like outside. I know what the weather was supposed to be like today. It was supposed to be nice. I think it was supposed to hit a low of 62 at 10 o'clock. Like, that's actually decent weather that I will take. May not even need much of a jacket. I'm going to be sitting club level where the old bullpen used to be for the visiting side. So I'll be down that first baseline. One of my favorite places to sit in the park is down the first baseline. You get beautiful views of the field, of the bay, of the bridge. It's just a wonderful spot to sit there. And I haven't been to Oracle, I don't think. I was talking about it with my friend who I'm going with. I don't think I've been there since 2022. They've introduced a lot of new foods, Marty. So I start earlier when I had a break. I started going, went on Reddit, went online, started making some notes. So I've got some stops to make when I get there. It's been a
while. I love that ballpark, man. I really do. I was there the year it opened, and I'm sure you were too. But, man, oh, man, that's just a great ballpark. It really is. All right. All right, good job. Thank you, Dominic. All right, couple things I want to share with you folks. You've heard some new names. Tyler Levine, about the last, it seems like a month, but I don't think it's been like 2 weeks. But, we're bringing in DJ Shields, and I'm going to put this on a blog this week, I promise. I've just been so swamped. But DJ Shields, Dallas-Fort Worth area, he is going to cover the Cowboys, the Rangers, the Stars, the Mavs, Texas football, TCU football. You got SMU up there off Mockingbird in Dallas. So he's got the Metroplex. And really, that's going to bring us – he's in a great spot, seriously, because you got Oklahoma and Texas now going to the SEC, but you still got the remnants left over from their years in the Big 12. So really key market for us is the Dallas-Fort Worth and over to Houston. And then we're going to have Nick and Dean Douglas, primarily Nick Douglas, though. He will be SEC, but he will handle Ole Miss, Mississippi State. He will handle LSU, some Alabama, basically the SEC, but we're going to mix it up here a little bit. We've got a few other people we're talking to, you know, kind of break up the SEC with an East and West potential scenario. So we will see if that factors into our ultimate pro forma and how we roll it out. And then as you've heard with Levine, Tyler Levine, you've heard Nico Bifsas, B-I-F-S-A-S, Bifsas, as in spaghetti sauce. Great guy. He is from Athens, Greece, by way of Philadelphia, also the Boston area, Rhode Island. He is up and down the Eastern Seaboard for us, Philadelphia restaurants. We're talking to some really great, great stuff coming summer and fall. Still a long way to go. These are all newbies to the fray. And then a guy, and I'm proud of all these guys, Zaid Hussein, who's worked with the Sports Grid. He's based in suburban Chicago. He is going to have the NFC North for us this year. And so we're excited about Zaid Hussein. Also, he'll be covering Big Ten, primarily Big Ten college football, which means Minnesota, Iowa, in that, you know, Nebraska. He'll be at Michigan, Texas, it looks like, on September 7th with us. We're all pumped up for that game at the Big House up in Ann Arbor. So, yeah, we will keep, and he's big on MMA and UFC, so he could potentially be branching out on some weekends doing football during the day, maybe hunker down in front of a TV watching multiple games, which is fine. We'd like you to go to a game, too. But the other scenario is he could be at some big fights, you know, the UFC rollout. So that's where we are right now, and I hope I didn't leave anybody out, right? Well, Charlie Gibbons, who was with us last fall, might be back with us. Be great to get him. He's strong on Iowa State, strong on NFL football. He, too, can augment the entire league. But he's a big Lions follower, loves the Iowa guys on that Lions team. So, yeah, we're putting all the pieces together. We haven't finalized everyone. Like I said, Charlie Gibbons, we're still yet to be determined and meet with him and a few others. So we're looking forward to it. And who knows? If you're out there in radio land and you love sports, reach out to me on Skype. I've already had people today when they hear this and from yesterday looking for work. Well, great. You can communicate with me, Marty Terrell, MartyTirrell, Skype it, or just Google and fire me an email. All right, we're coming back here on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, as you settle into the overnight, what are you screaming? What are you screaming about in the world of sports? Well, you know, a little Copa, all right? Uruguay and Colombia. I think Uruguay. I heard Tyler Levine's pick. I think when you're hearing this, Uruguay will have pulled off a penalty kick victory. I'll even say it. 1-1 regulation. There is no extra time or overtime. They go right to penalty kicks. It'll be 4-3 Uruguay over Colombia. I'm just guessing, but hey, I've been into this. I have. You know, I mean, July 4th was, I said this on the other day, July 4th can just be a holiday that just goes away. I don't like fireworks. I don't like noise. If you're around family and young kids, fireworks scare people. If you have dogs or cats, it spooks the hell out of them. Going to the ballpark, having, you know, what people do, Coke, ice cream, hot dog, fries, beer if you're a drinker, mixed drinks, whatever, and then you sit there and watch fireworks. Okay, I've done it a million times. It just, and I'm not trying to be a buzz killer. It just, July 4th to me is, I don't know, it's a weird holiday. Now, I settle down to public TV. I watch the BSO, Boston Symphony Orchestra. That gets the juices flowing here a little bit. I guess I'm getting old. I'm like the guy now that's telling the kids to get off my lawn. And I don't have a lawn. I live in a very urban setting. So I can't be that old guy telling the kids to get off the lawn. But anyways, great job out of the whole crew. Dom's back with us for one more day. The weekend looms large as well. And we're into mid-July, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Football camps are opening. College teams are, you know, informal workouts. They're right around the corner, right? Practices right around the corner. Oh, my Lord. Enjoy summer. It doesn't last long. All right. Good job out of the whole crew. Dominic, thank you. For Tyler Levine, I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us for more sports talk following updates at the top of the hour along the network. Adios.